Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'm just going to give an advanced warning. If you're just about to tuck into a beautiful, you know, like full Irish breakfast or some crunchy nut cornflakes, bear in mind I'm about to talk about poo. Okay, yeah. It is the summer bank holiday weekend. The forecast is pretty good. But if you are taking your dog for a walk on the beach over the weekend, please pick up after them. I can't believe you even have to say that still. But with me now in studio are two people who can tell me just why exactly it is so important. I've got UCD PhD students Niamh Martin and Tristan Nolan. You're very welcome to the show. How are you guys?
We're really good. Thanks.
Yeah, cheers for having us on.
Oh, no, thanks for coming in to talk to me. Niamh, I'll start with you, okay? Can you tell me, because I don't think that people... I mean, it's all very funny when we say, oh, we're talking about poo, we're talking about dog crap. But can you actually just explain the damage one dog poo could do on the beach?
Yeah, so we all know that dog poo can contain harmful bacteria that can harmful to public health. So it can actually also have an impact on water quality and actually can result in swimming restrictions. So beach water, it's tested regularly for the presence of certain bacteria. And when that bacteria gets too high, the beach has to be closed to swimming just for the sake of public safety. So we've done tests and we estimate that there's enough bacteria in one dog poo that can contaminate an area the size of a tennis court.
So, what? Yeah, in one poo?
In one poo, yeah. So it can actually do a lot of damage if it's left on the beach when the tide comes in. So it actually has a long-term effect, actually. It's not just washed away. So...
OK, so if that one dog poo goes into the sea and then we've got contamination the size of a tennis court, what can happen in that tennis court to somebody who swims in there?
Yeah, so they can get quite sick. So like you can get serious illnesses or you can get illnesses like diarrhea, things like that. Or you can also cause blindness in small children and things like that.
This is really serious.
So it is actually really serious, yeah.
So imagine that's just one poo. Imagine like 10 poos.
Exactly.
Ten tennis,
yeah.
Course. It's a lot of bacteria.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about the work that you guys have been doing.
So the aim of our project, it's called Acclimatise. So we aim to look at how much different sources contribute to fecal pollution in Dublin Bay. So like dog fouling.
Okay.
So this summer we're looking to carry out a lot of field work, taking water samples and analysing them from all over Dublin. So we're hoping to create computer models that track how this kind of pollution moves in Dublin Bay itself. So we have a big field work team starting next week. So.
And I mean... Like Tristan, you've a big team, you're saying. How did you advertise for this? Like how many people want to get on board with a poo project?
Yeah, well, initially, so we had a big team itself. So in the Acclimatise, so there's basically two sets of teams in the UCD. There's the engineers.
Okay.
And then there's the microbiology team.
Okay.
So the microbiology team is quite large in there. So we have postdocs. So Liam is probably listening. So shout out to Liam. I know he wants free mugs. So
okay.
So we have our postdocs. We have our PhD students, which is me and Niamh. And then we also have some students, research assistants. So it's a big enough team. And then during the summer is a really intense period. So obviously we ramp up the sampling. So we have to put out these calls out for students to get involved because it's quite a big kind of, it's intensive. So it could be multiple sites, multiple times a day. So there's a lot of samples coming in. So obviously Niamh is great at all this logistics, making sure everybody's in the right positions, make sure health and safety is always being followed. Where myself, I just tend to be coerced to go, be there for a cup of coffee and I turn up.
But in terms of like the damage in the sea and the bacteria, yeah, problem, mm-hmm, is it mostly related to the dog poo?
I wouldn't say just dogs. It's like,
okay.
So it's more than that. So what we're trying to say is that like it's kind of like low hanging fruit. So we can fix this situation quite easily. So people have a bit of personal responsibility. They pick up the dog feces. It will fix one part of the issue, but it's not just that. But we're trying to say, listen, fix personal responsibility, pick up the dog poo, and it might have an effect on the water quality.
To be honest with you, I did say this in the intro, I'm actually kind of surprised that there are people who aren't still, that people still don't pick up their dog poo. I thought it was just a given.
Yeah. But that's what we're trying to do. Well, hopefully some of this research just say, listen, this is how easy this situation can be if you fix it. Say, pick it up, and that's one problem gone.
I mean, so are there particular areas of the beach that would tend to be you know, higher concentration of the poo?
Yeah, so we carried out surveys where we looked at which areas of the beach are like hotspot areas. So we found that near the car parks and actually near the paths, you find the most amount of poo. So one of the beaches we looked at was Sandy Mountain Merion, and we saw that over 90% of the poos that we found were in 10 metres of the path and 10 metres of the bins as well. So that seems to be where most people are walking, and that's where you see the highest concentration of it.
So you carry around some plastic dog poo bags, yeah. Guys. This is not rocket science. It's and speaking of rocket science, like obviously your PhD students, how long have you been studying? Did you imagine when you started that you would be putting on a high-pitched track and picking up poo?
No, is a truthful answer. We've been in four-day education nearly a decade now, from your undergraduate degree, and
wow,
then we'll do the master's in conservation management, and then the PhD can be anywhere from 4 to 5 years. So, and we're near the end of our PhDs also. So it's quite intensive. And like, you wouldn't think, like, I'm in a situation on the beach walking down with high vis, two abreast, looking like dog wardens. I'm like, how did I get myself in this position? It's quite funny. There's an even better one that initially for this project, Niamh had to obviously calculate the initial CFU, how much bacteria was in this dog feces. And we had to go up and collect some samples from the DSPCA.
Yeah.
So we had to go up, take some samples. So we went into little kennels, and I obviously went up with the guys again and promised them some coffee. Went in, so the guys collected. I actually didn't go in because I was hungover from the night before. So I got a bit sick, I had to go outside. So I had the cold sweats while rubbing a stray cat. So this is all Niamh's work, but yeah. It's mad from 10 years worth of like postgraduate studies to like picking up
dog poo. The difference it could make.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about serious illness that you guys could be helping prevent.
Yeah.
And it's something that could be so simply changed if people could just get on board and individually do their part. Yeah. Is that the kind of messaging that you want to get out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually we commissioned a small little animation, and it's up on our website. So it's basically just to educate people about the link between dog fouling and water quality. So
What's the website?
So it's acclimatise.eu/dogs. So if you just log on, you'll find loads of information about our project. And there's other projects as well going on as well. So we're just here to talk about dog fouling today, but there's a lot of other things going on as well.
And it's just the Dublin area at the moment, is it?
Yes. Well, the acclimatise kind of focus at risk bathing waters within Dublin Bay itself. But we have other places that we're looking at. Previously, we would have done this swim project, would have looked at north-south, and so they looked at probably Donegal and across the Sligo. So it's all across of Ireland. And also some of our research would also look at some of the bigger rivers and lakes which discharge in Dublin Bay also, where we look at, so it's a real kind of holistic kind of look across Ireland also.
But would you want it like a national study?
Yeah, that's hopefully we can expand it to that. A lot of our students actually come from universities all over Ireland as well. So we actually have 5 students starting next week. So they're from different universities, not just from UCD. So it is kind of like a national project, but we are just looking at Dublin now. But as you said, there's other projects going on as well, looking at other places around the country.
Well, that's fair play. I think it's really good work to be doing. And what was the website again, if people want to?
So it's acclimatise.eu/dogs.
UCD PhD students, Niamh Martin and Tristan Nolan, thank you so much for coming
Cheers
in
now.
Today.
Thanks for having us.
There you
it.
Go. You never know what you'll end up doing, I suppose, when you're a scientist.
Yeah.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.